Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week, in our study of Song of Solomon chapter 5, we were taught that a Christian's marriage and life is to be a picture of his relationship with the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
You can get mad at the preacher if he hits your sin. Too often we want him to hit abortion, homosexual marriage, because you're not guilty of it. But don't hit my CCM. Don't hit my lack of standards in dress and entertainment. Don't hit my jealous spirit. Don't hit my angry spirit. Don't hit my selfish ways. Don't hit my lack of commitment. Don't call it sin. Don't call it sin that I know to do right and I do it not. Oh, but my friend, those thoughts, those statements reflect if we truly love Jesus. Do you love Jesus? Can you tell others why you love Jesus? Do you know he is the chiefest among 10,000? If so, then will you take gospel tracts? Start a time of daily prayer and Bible study that is meditated upon through the day, and be faithful to his house in attendance, in your tithes, and in your service. Or are you the opposite of that? Ashamed. Fully interested in yourself. Oh, my friend. You see, your marriage, your life is to be a picture of the relationship with Jesus Christ. Men, if you're not right as a husband, ladies, if you're not right as a wife, you realize you sin against, transgress, and offend the beauty of the holiness and of the character and the person of the lover of our soul, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we must hasten on. As we've said, as we go through the rest of these verses, verses 11 through 16, it was in verse 9 the question was asked, what is thy beloved more than another beloved that thou dost so charge us? In other words, what is better about him than we already have? Well, it should tell us, when John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. That's already better than anything else the world has to offer. Acts 4:12. There is none other name given among men whereby you must be saved. In our country here, we've heard the talk over the last few years that this would be a red line for us. Well, it just seems like that red line has changed several times. But friend, God has a red line that will not change. He says in Luke 13:3, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And notice also this solemn warning in Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31. In the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness, by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. 1 second after death is to cross God's deadline. He will not change his line as men change their red line. Now, praise God, he's provided a way that we will never cross that particular line. To receive Christ as Savior will guarantee you'll never cross his red line. And yet, Christians will cross a red line or a dead line as far as heaven is concerned, when you're saved so as by fire because you've hardened your heart to the leading of the Holy Spirit of God. You're not obedient to the Lord as you know you should be. You put self and things ahead of him. Our text in verses 10 through 16 is occupied with answering the question of verse 9. What is thy beloved more than another? And we saw in verse 10 that he's white and ruddy, white speaking of his purity, showing us his holiness. Then red, showing us his love coming together with his holiness as his blood is shed for our sin. And he was called the chiefest among 10,000, meaning he is the best of the best. And yet, I feel like at this point we have seen general terminology which already reveals my failure. But now we continue by going on now looking at verse 11 through 13, which looks at his head. And in verse 11 it says that his head is as most fine gold. That is, the pure and refined gold, no blemish, no error. It's of the greatest, the highest value. When we look at the head, we think of the phrase, he has a good head on his shoulders. And this is usually addressing both wisdom and intellect. This speaks of the omniscience, the all-knowingness of Christ. In Isaiah chapter 40, verses 12 through 14, we read this of our Lord. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power. Not one faileth. Do you realize that every star, even the undiscovered stars and planets of the galaxy, he knows them all and even has named them already? My friend, that's my God, because he created it all. This not only shows us his omniscience, but it also shows us his omnipotence. Aren't you thankful that we have the only omniscient and omnipotent God for our Savior, who guarantees, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee, and no man can pluck you out of my hand, he says. You see, the blessing then is that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have what? everlasting life. Listen, if you got saved and then you lost it, then you didn't have everlasting life, did you? Because God knows when you're going to die. Only the mind of God could produce a plan for the salvation of man that would be carried out and yet maintain his holiness. And understand, because our salvation is secure in him, it's not the perseverance of the saints, as some teach, but it's rather the keeping hand of Christ. Now, some teach the perseverance of the saints. Why do they do that? Because when somebody gets saved and then all of a sudden they mess up in their life, they say, well, they never really got saved to begin with, or they would have persevered. Well, my friend, the Bible tells us, instead of some man's book, the Bible tells us that no man can pluck us out of his hand. And those people realize that they can't find the truth in the Bible, so they've got to read some man's book to try to build a theory. And so it's not the perseverance of the saints. Rather, it's the keeping hand of Christ. I'm not eternally secure because I have it in my hip pocket. I'm eternally secure because I'm in his hands. Now, will I get spanked? Oh, yes. Will I get chastened? Oh, yes. But nobody will pluck me out of his hand. Not even me. Now, the comfort takes us back to our childhood. Daddy is a face we look for in the crowd when we were afraid. Daddy is the face as far as we were concerned as little boys and maybe little girls. That he was the strongest and wisest man in the world. And of course, as you grow up, you realize that's not quite true. But in Christ, it's always true. He is our omnipotent, that is, all-powerful and omniscient, all-knowing God. And we read of him in Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. God's knowledge, his love, and his power are three mountains which enclose us in peace and security, serving as our refuge in time of trouble. Oh, what a Savior. You know, we'll hit Thanksgiving time each year, and people give thanks for family, for health, possessions, their country. But friend, we should above all give thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.